For weeks now, sporting activities of all forms have been put on hold globally. Even major events, including the Tokyo Olympics, tennis championships, and the National Sports Festival, were not spared in the fight against coronavirus. Medical experts informed that one of the major means of contracting the virus was through droplets from person to person, which then justified the ban on sporting activities for now to ensure social distancing. It was, however, observed that despite the closure of stadia, some youths were engaged in converting motor parks, open places, and school fields to mini stadium to exercise their body during this lockdown. On getting wind of this information of soccer lovers converging to play football within neighborhoods, the Ondo State Police Command says such action violates efforts to contain the COVID-19. Consequently, the State Police Public Relations Officer, Mr. T. Leo Ikoru, warned such groups to desist or the police will be forced to disperse them in accordance with the law.
I know for sure that if they are doing that, they also know the question of what they are doing right now. If any group is playing football and they are dispersed, they could be dispersed to go home.
Giving legal backing to this, a lawyer, Ms. Ejiro Ogotoma, said such neighborhoods footballs during the lockdown was illegal and would attract punishments under the law.
There's a lockdown and sit-at-home order, and it's only for essential services like food and health. And there's no exception for anyone doing sports or exercise. So they're already liable. And when found guilty, they'll receive the necessary punishment.
Also, in an interview, an Akure-based fitness trainer, Mr. Henry Adeyemo, explained that there were more healthier ways of exercising without mingling with people.
The best form of training you can do during this lockdown, things like dancing, home workouts, calisthenics, training, yoga, and the likes. You can Google them. We can go to YouTube, because basically now no gym will be open, so you can check them there.
Mr. Adeyemo also suggested that football clubs owners and other sports coaches should embrace digital means of passing information and practical training schedule to their footballers and athletes so that they will be active and be informed before resumption to the pitch after the pandemic. For Radio Nigeria in Akure, I am Isaac Afolabi.